Welcome into the Flying Tee Club studio here at Roxo Media House. Today I'm joined with two beach volleyball players, Haley and Josie. So let's just jump right into it. First of all, why did you guys choose TCU?
Do you want to start?
Yeah, so I chose TCU because they really treat their athletes super well. I remember I came for like a visit and I just got to see like how they, like the dining halls, the facilities, the academic benefits that they give us. So they care about us like all around, not just sports.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like the school as a whole just treats their athletes so good, especially for beach volleyball. Like, you don't see that with other schools right now.
Yeah.
But because we also have a football program, we have the same accessibility.
How do you guys feel about the weather? Where are you both from?
I'm from Texas,
okay.
But it didn't always used to be like this, so I don't know what to say.
It is so bipolar. I walked outside this morning. It was 80 degrees yesterday, and now it's 40 degrees today.
Yeah,
my
really...
California self is
not
used to that.
I know.
I'm from Toronto, Canada,
okay.
So I've definitely experienced some of the colder weather, but
yeah.
I still am not okay with it.
The heat, though. Do you have some heat up there?
We do in the summertime.
Okay.
But doesn't get as hot as it does here, that's for sure.
Does that affect your playing ever? Like the heat and the humidity, does it ever get to you?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Like, you definitely feel it.
Yeah.
But I guess that's like the mental aspect of the game. You gotta get over that little barrier.
Yeah. Have you guys heard or seen the new athletic facilities that they're adding in? Next
Here.
Year, I guess.
Yeah, they posted a bunch of pictures about it, and it was really cool to see.
Yeah, it looks
but
crazy.
Yeah, it looks insanely nice. Yeah.
You guys will get full access
I
to that,
I think so. Because
We're both juniors, so hopefully once it's built, like, we can still use it. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. It looks, I think they have, like, the chirotherapy. Like, they have
I know.
Everything.
A snow room? I saw that. The
really?
Yeah. What even is
a snow room?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, it's, like, I guess it's opposite of, like, a sauna.
Maybe,
so,
like, cryo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
chirotherapy, everything like that.
Yeah.
So going back into beach volleyball and everything, when did you guys get started?
I want to say it was probably 8th grade for me, beach. I did indoor a year before that, but then I just did indoor, and then I solely started beach probably sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I started with indoor, too. I think I made, like, the full-time switch to beach my second year of high school, and then I've just been playing beach ever since then, so.
You both switched. Why did you switch?
I personally I didn't like the environment almost. It's just beach volleyball in the juniors aspect. It's kind of different in college, but like you just join a club and you can pick who you play with whenever you want to play, do whatever you want. It's very free. And then indoor, obviously you have like a coach telling you if you can or can't play and like they pick your schedule and all this stuff. So it was more opportunities to get more touches and like get better on your own without being restricted is why I chose it.
Yeah,
I chose it because I just thought it was way more fun.
That's like time I get to be outside.
Plus, like, yeah, exactly. Like, I honestly think it's probably the best sport you could play in college.
Yeah.
You're literally playing outside in the sun most of the time.
Yeah.
Unless you're getting weird Texas weather, but for the most part, you're outside in the sun. It's just good vibes. So
I mean, I'd be down for it if I felt like playing sports. I don't think I'd be good.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like the sand is easier on your joints, I guess?
Yes. I would say there's a lot less injuries in sand than there is in indoor. Yeah. It's very nice. It's cushioned, like so we can dive without getting bruises. And,
I've heard you guys had an indoor practice one
time. Oh, yeah, I think we talked about this last time.
And you guys were saying we did not jump at all.
Yeah.
I think that's what Anna Leo was saying.
It was, Lena.
Honestly, like, we go one day indoors and I feel it.
Yeah,
our
knees,
legs are feeling that. I'm like,
splints. Yeah.
So, how do you guys train then in the sand if it's such a different environment with weather and everything like that?
I think it's just like our bodies just adapt. Like, I don't think there's certain things that we do to like, be good in the sand.
I would say we're just probably used to it now at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to do, like, sprints or anything? Like, what's the conditioning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, what's the condition? What do you have to do for? Give me a little rundown.
We're definitely more conditioning heavy in our off season.
Okay.
we do like tempo runs and stuff like that in the sand. We recently have been doing this fun little hitting drill at the end of our practices. But I feel like it's nothing crazy right now.
Yeah. What's your hitting drill? Can you give me a...
Like, it starts off with you at the net, and someone's tossing you, and you have to hit three balls, and then they toss it into the net, and mm-hmm. you have to dig it, set yourself... Or you have to set... You pass it out of the net and hit it. You do that three times, and then you come to the back line, and you get on your knees, and you crawl, and you pass three balls, and then you get up and hit that ball over, and then you come back, get on your knees, crawl, get back up, and hit a ball.
Oh my
gosh.
Twice.
I don't know if you're
is
able
this
to
timed?
That,
yeah.
I know I played volleyball before. So I was trying to
There's do a they lot like time? There.
Yeah, you do this and then you do this. do you time yourself?
No.
It's
you're just trying
like
to get
go,
it done.
Go, go. Yeah.
I'm tired.
I opt to go first always.
Yeah, I try to go first.
I go. I got this. Yeah.
I'll dig one for the
Yeah.
Do you try to make ever like compete with against each other in your practices, or is it kind of just let's just all get this done and get it over with and go
for
home?
Conditioning?
Yeah.
I don't think
or
we
for
compete
any of it.
During conditioning
unless it's just sprints.
Everything else, yeah, it's always a competition.
Really?
Yeah. If it's tempo runs and they're like only jog 70%, everybody's going 100%. Yeah. Like, people are going 100%.
Especially if you're someone beside someone like kind of your same speed. Yeah. Like, I want to beat you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a problem where like when we'd walk like the last court and then come back and then we'd run again. People were not walking.
Yeah.
Like that's the only conditioning that I think is that competitive. Yeah.
So I know we were just talking about it before we started, but the new NCAA rules for indoor volleyball is like you can have double touches now. Setters are a little bit angry about this because their jobs are, I guess, questionable now, I guess, even. What are your guys' thoughts as beach volleyball players?
I know it's just for indoor, but, like, doubles are, like, one of the main things that separates beach from indoor as well. Like, we can't – there's absolutely no doubles in beach. Like, we're not allowed to set a free ball or anything unless it's no spin. It has to be perfect. So, like, if indoor is getting rid of it, I can't, like –
What I was going to talk about is because you said you've lifted, like, obviously you guys lift before. You're not, I mean, you have multiple roles and stuff with just doubles, but do you think that they would ever expand that rule to beach volleyball
too? I know, that's what I'm thinking, but I don't know because that's what makes us different.
Yeah,
sports.
But that's what we were kind of talking about earlier, like, in FIVB, like, when you go play internationally, they would much, like, you're not allowed to double the ball.
Yeah.
But if there's, like, a slight spin on it.
Then they might let it
Then they
roll
might
over.
Let slide. Where in comparison to, like, if you lift the ball at all, they're a lot more strict on that internationally. So I think maybe that's, like, where they're trying to progress to.
Is the rule for lifting or doubling or both? Do you know? Because those are two separate things.
I just heard about doubling.
Doubling?
Yeah.
Okay. But some of the videos I've seen, though, are kind of comical.
Yeah.
And I feel like it is, I don't know, I've seen everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I've been seeing those videos, too. They're so funny. Yeah.
I think you guys should start making them beach volleyball. What are your guys' majors?
I'm a finance major with a minor in accounting.
And I'm a psych major minoring in kinesiology.
How do you balance academic life and being a full-time athlete?
It's really hard. I try to put all my hard classes like in off season.
Yeah, true.
But we had a few mix up this semester, so I have my hard classes now in season. It's gonna be it's really difficult.
I guess also just like when there's times like you really just don't want to do your work, but you just have to like sacrifice for it, I guess.
Yeah.
And like on the road when we're traveling and stuff, you just do it on the plane or in the bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You guys are 4-0 right now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How have you guys... Did you ever expect that, I guess? That is a very strong start.
Yeah, it's a strong start, but we also... It's just the beginning, you know? Like, we still have a lot of games coming up, so...
Mm-hmm. We did play a good team. We played LSU, so that was a good win. They were ranked 6th or something. I think they're 8 now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're 7, I think.
They're 7, yeah. So that was a really good win. I'm surprised in the sense that we played them so early in the season. I don't remember our first tournament being hard last year, but that was nice. Yeah.
Does that make it easier for you, though, to play a harder team so early on and they could
give you. I think it kind of just also like shows us where we're at as a team. Because if we went in playing like easier teams, once we go against a harder team, we don't really know where we're leveling up to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was good to see us compete against a team like of high caliber as well.
Yeah. Do you ever adjust your training based off of your how you start, I guess? So since you have like a 4-0 start, how has your training progressed from here on out preparing for this upcoming tournament?
I mean, I feel like if you would have asked me last year, I would have said like before certain tournaments we would maybe ease the load in the weight room almost, but this year we've been not doing that.
I just think like we have to work hard towards like every tournament. Like we can't just cut back because we got a win, you know? Yeah. So like, and it's also just the beginning of season. Like we have so many games to still go that this is definitely not where we're trying to peak.
Yeah. And then Haley, last time we talked, it was last semester and you had Lena as your doubles pair. Mm-hmm. How did they pair you guys like this semester? Can you explain that going into it? Did you know that you're going to be paired up with her again?
I would never say I knew. I kind of assumed maybe because we did well together in our tournament, but like I never know what the coaches are going to do. Like they keep you on your toes, and like we had a scrimmage and like me and Lena weren't together. Mm-hmm. And so it's like always like keep you guessing, and it's always good to play with other people. Just to change things up sometimes. So
when do they pair you up? Can you explain that process?
So we had like that tournament, the pairs tournament in Huntsville, and I want to say I don't know how it came to be. They at the last semester they just mix everybody around. Like always, everybody's always playing with someone new, and I guess maybe they thought we did good together that week, and so they were like, "Cool, we'll send you." So that was cool.
That's it.
And then we did well, so they were like, okay.
Yeah. Josie, are you with the same person?
I've actually got the opportunity to play with a bunch of different people. Cool. So, yeah, I'm definitely, I don't know what like what's going to happen or who I'm going to be playing with. But I've loved every partner I've played with. Get to work with a lot of different personalities and playing types. So,
Do you prefer it that way, like switching partners a lot, or... I feel like it could go both ways.
Yeah. I mean, I think it just really depends, but like I enjoy playing with everybody that I've gone to, so
yeah. Do you guys have any individual goals for this season and then team goals as well?
Team goals is to win always. Like especially like nationals and conferences first, but and then nationals. So that's our main goal, I would say. Individual goals, you want to go?
Could it be like individual as in partners?
Yeah.
Okay, so me and my partner are trying to like do different plays like and keep everybody on their toes and trying and experimenting with new things, and we're working on that every single day, and I mean it doesn't work most of the time, but some of the time it does, and it's really good.
I played against you in practice, it works.
Yeah. So that's just, I've never done some of the stuff that we're trying to do, so it's really cool to get to do that stuff.
Yeah, I guess just for me, like, I would say competing, like, consistently at the highest level that I possibly can and, like, keeping myself accountable to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you know your partner in advance for this upcoming tournament this weekend?
They usually don't tell us what the lineup is until the day of.
Yeah. So then I know you've had Lena this last weekend. You guys are paired up all four games.
Some pairs like they'll be together.
Okay. But it also depends on like the games that we're playing and like what teams we're playing against. They'll switch it up usually.
And like to rest people.
Yeah. If some pairs are up in the air though, then how do you prepare for a tournament not knowing who your pair is gonna be?
Always have to be ready.
Yeah. You just have to be on your toes.
Yeah.
Does that ever stress you out?
You know?
I don't know. I feel like...
Yeah,
but, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, it doesn't matter, like, your situation. You go and, like, you're competing. You're going to win. So
whatever it is,
you have to make it work.
I was like that for me my freshman year, I would say, and, like, that, like, unknown. And then the second that you find out, you're like, okay, let's go. Like, we got to do this. Yeah. Like, let's it would, jump like, on it. Put me into overdrive, yeah. I would say.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a short break, but when we get back, we're going to be talking more beach volleyball.
We're lucky to have a collective that's as strong and as powerful as the Flying Tee Club. It's a big deal for us. It is a game changer. You know, I would just encourage any fans out there to support it. Everyone asks me, what's the biggest priority? And I say, NIL is big. Please jump on board, show these student athletes how much they mean to you. The thing about NIL is I think there's a right and a wrong way to do it, and the Flying Tee Club's doing it the right way. Let's keep winning. Join the Flying Tee Club today.
Welcome back into the Flying Tee Club studio. We're actually just this segment, we're just going to do a bunch of fun questions. So going into it, if you guys could describe yourself as an animal, what would it be? And then maybe do one for each other as well.
Myself. Okay. That's a hard one.
Yeah. I wish it was like one of those questions you just knew off the top of your head.
I know, but I don't think about it.
This could be a good, like, job interview question.
Yeah. Yeah. It really gets you thinking. I feel like this would tell you a lot about your personality. So you need to know this. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, and but I feel like my answer is going to be so basic. Like, I would say maybe just, like, I don't know. I feel like talking about it is going to make me seem egotistical.
No, same.
But, like, maybe just, like, a puppy or something. Like, at practice, I'm always, like...
You are. You're, like...
jumping around and, like...
Like a golden retriever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
I could see it. Yeah. Okay. I guess you called me like an otter.
Yeah.
Off camera, she called me an otter. I guess, I don't know, like chill, like in the water.
Yes.
I don't know what other like character.
Calm, calm. Cute. See?
I don't know. I don't know what animal I would be, to be honest.
Yeah. But how about each other?
I would say... Don't take this offensively, but like
you can't
an
start like that.
No, but like an ostrich, because like ostrich. Okay, let me explain this though. Ostriches are so fast, okay? But like you wouldn't expect them to be fast, okay? So I guess I'm relating this to like volleyball.
Like, I'm like laughing internally, like
no, but like I say ostrich because ostriches are so fast. But, like, you would never think that they're fast when, like, upon looking at them. And then you see them run and it's like, whoa, they're, like, a little scary and, like... But, like, in terms of volleyball, you're a really good volleyball player. That's what I'm saying.
So you don't look like you'd be a good player, but that's what you're actually really good.
Looks-wise, you're totally a puppy, though. Like, totally a puppy looks-wise. But,
okay, yeah. I see that.
Athletic ability, you know?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I needed that explanation.
Yeah. Looks wise, she's a puppy though. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. If you didn't play volleyball, what sport would you play?
I think I said this last time I was on the show. I would probably do soccer.
Soccer.
I think that's fun. Like I need something that's like different, you know? Like I wouldn't want to do the same thing over and again, like run the
Not
same
repetitive.
Race or swim the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like it's always keeping you on your toes.
I feel like I would be good at soccer, but I don't know. I'd probably do, like, maybe track and field or something. I really liked running, like, in high school, so.
Yeah.
I feel like running in the sand all the time would make you faster on
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. It's so hard running in the sand.
It is, but we don't even realize it, honestly.
I know.
Yeah. Do you ever wear, like, an app? I guess you really can't. If
We're not
like,
allowed to at practice.
Yeah. I mean, in the summertime, I've worn, like, an Apple Watch before.
Can you wear anything?
No, like nothing electronic.
We're not really supposed to.
Yeah.
Because I was gonna say I have an Aura ring, and that's like I don't know if a ring would ever work, but that's something.
A girl has it on her team. I don't know if she wears it at practice though.
Yeah.
We wear like they give us heart monitors to wear, so that's the only thing that we're allowed to.
Does TCU give you that?
Mm-hmm.
What does that track? Other than
your heart rate and also like our recovery, like how we recover.
Just
shows
like
our workload.
Yeah. Like if you're like dying or something. Like like tired.
Like it'll if be you're like in the red. It's like you're like she needs to take a breath, you know?
Yeah.
Do you have that like on the court as you're
We have
practicing?
Like a strap that goes around like under our sports bra and it like the thing is only like this big.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you attach it.
And it goes beep, 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 beep if you're dying. Like,
no, they no, have they it like have on yeah. an iPad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you go and check it, or is somebody looking at it and is like,
somebody's looking at it.
Haley, then, you need to yeah. take a breath.
They'll yeah. be like, breathe. Yeah. Please breathe.
Yeah. they actually
they don't
say
take you out though.
Yeah.
they don't Haley, take you out.
Take they'll just breath. Take you to take the breath. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, totally switching up. If you were stranded on an island and you could have three items, what would those items be?
Three items.
We've had some very strategic items. So
I feel like a rope.
It could go so many different ways.
A rope?
A rope. You can use a rope for anything.
I feel like you need like some weapon or like industrial tool to like maybe like gather stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like yeah. probably like a
like
knife.
An axe. Oh.
An axe?
Yeah, cause
that's huge.
Like cut down trees, but then like also I feel like it could be handy in other True. Situations.
I'm thinking like a knife because you can like attach to a stick and like spear fish.
Oh.
And
I changed my answer. Yep. A knife would
Oh,
be
if you had the
axe.
Knife yeah. and the rope. So you can use the rope mm-hmm. to attach the yeah. knife.
Have y'all
to
ever
something.
Watched Castaway?
I don't know if I have.
None. Yeah. With the volleyball?
Oh yeah.
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 Maybe. That's what I'm trying to base this off of.
I feel like, too, I would want a blanket, like a fuzzy blanket.
Yes.
Because I know those nights would yeah. get cold. And, like, you can kind of make yourself a pillow.
No,
with,
like lighters or matches.
I was going to say, well, like,
I had one more object. I was going to say
Yeah, I was going to say, like, a lighter. yeah. But I don't know. Maybe I would just learn how to make a fire. And, like, use yeah. the item for something else.
Like, we would just have to adapt.
Yep.
And like, learn.
Maybe a flare gun would be nice.
To save you from the island?
Yeah. You never know.
So one of my favorite them. Answers is we had a football player and he said a 10-man tent.
Oh.
That big?
For himself.
Oh. I guess if you...
He was making
if
the
he
island.
Wanted
if you're going to be there, you might as well be like, comfy.
Yeah, I'd rather
well,
make
that's
a
why
boat
I said
to
a
the
blanket.
Island.
Oh, that was... That's I feel like I kind of wish I could have thought of my answers a bit better, though.
Yeah, like a bow, a phone.
No, I think yours yeah. were good. So we'll go with that.
A lot of times to buy food.
Yeah.
If you guys could choose one season to be year-round, what season would it be?
Summer. Yeah. Summer. It's like beach volleyball.
Like man. Texas like, summer? Like, you got to be more specific than that.
California summer.
There you go.
Yeah. yeah. Like, cool
I
in the morning.
That.
Summer
yeah.
at night,
like a nice
hot.
Breeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Texas summer is like 110 tops.
It's like,
yeah. California is like 90 tops.
Yeah.
yeah.
With no humidity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my kind of.
Yeah.
What's Canada summers like?
Canada summers are honestly pretty nice.
Like, really?
Yeah, we get good weather in the summertime. It just sucks because it only lasts for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And it gets really hot in July. But by the end of like August, it usually starts to cool up already.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it can get really hot. Even though people don't know that or they don't think that. It gets pretty hot there sometimes.
Is beach volleyball like a popular sport there? I feel like every area mm-hmm. has their own sport. Like Texas,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
football for guys. I don't mm-hmm. know what the female sport is, but yeah. what's their
well
hockey?
Yeah, yeah. Hockey's pretty big, I would say. But I mean, beach volleyball, we can only really train outdoors
yeah.
mm-hmm. for a couple of months before we have to move back indoors into like beach facilities, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely growing. Like, you see more and more people getting into beach volleyball. And we have a beach there, Ash Bridges, and it's really popular for beach volleyball. So, yeah.
Do you get to go back a lot?
I go back home during Christmas break,
mm-hmm.
and then usually the summertime. Yeah. I'll be home for, like, 2 months.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I got sidetracked. Another question. If you could have one movie on repeat, what would it be? This is a hard
so
one,
hard.
I know. Or like a genre, but let's go with movie first. I'm going to put you on the spot.
On repeat.
I don't have like favorites of anything. So
I really,
it's so hard.
I really like the Harry Potter series.
I've never watched one. It.
Really?
Yeah.
It just like, I don't know if I could watch it on, I probably
repeat?
Could, honestly.
Yeah.
But like during the fall time. It's just like those vibes.
Like a mood. Just
like
a
I
mood.
Just, I get the urge to just watch Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you have a TV, like TV show?
I love Suits.
I love Suits.
It's so good.
Yeah, for me, probably Friends. Like, I could just continuously watch that.
I've watched Grey's Anatomy six times.
Really?
Have you watched the entire thing?
Like all 17. No way.
Wow, that's commitment.
I don't think I've made it past like seven.
I have to take like a year break though in between.
Yeah. Yeah. I've gotten deep into it too, but there's a point where I'm like, I just can't do it anymore.
Well, at some point it's just me sitting there scrolling on my phone.
That's why I don't have I don't watch movies, I watch TV shows because I just have it on in the background, but like I'm still like kind of retaining the plot, but not too much.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Suits character?
Well,
like, are you a Harvey guy? Oh, are you a Jessica girl?
Lewis. Okay, definitely Lewis. He's hilarious.
He's so funny. Have you seen those Lewis Lit shirts?
No, they make shirts.
Yes, they make shirts for it.
Did you see the Super Bowl commercial?
Yes.
Oh, that was so funny.
With Harvey.
Yeah. No, with Jessica.
Oh, with Jessica.
And
oh,
they had Judge another Judy. One.
Oh, that one.
They had another one?
Yes, they had
one. They had one with Mike and Harvey.
Yeah, that's the one. They had so many. It's so funny.
Have you finished watching Suits? Like the whole
thing? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I think I didn't watch the last season.
I stopped at like seven or something.
Yeah, when Harvey left or something.
Yeah.
I was like, nah.
Yeah.
He's the plot.
Yeah. He is the plot.
Apparently, Lewis is like the same character in real life.
Really?
I've seen some interviews, and that kind of doesn't surprise me. It doesn't. Yeah. That's such an interesting character and personality to play, and he is way too good at playing that role.
Yeah.
I feel like after, because it's like seven seasons, and that's like 7 years, if you're playing the character,
you kind of become
Like Elvis.
Yes.
Austin Butler.
Yes.
Basically.
I feel like that's what they
had to like train to get rid of the accent. I'm like...
Side eye.
Stop.
Do I believe that? Yes, but kind of not.
Yeah.
I feel like that's it with anything.
Yeah. I mean, they practice so much for those roles. It's like, you don't go back to how you were.
You can't. And who wouldn't want to be like Lewis?
I don't know.
I wouldn't want to be like Lewis. I love him, but like, personally,
no. Yeah. Like, that's on you, but
yeah.
On. I'm sorry.
Okay, last question to wrap us up. If you guys could eat a meal with anybody, who would it be?
With anybody.
You can say Lewis Litt, like, so for real.
Yeah, honestly,
I don't think I would say Lewis Litt. I feel like, you know when you get, like, annoyed how some people eat their food? Like,
I feel like he'd chew with his mouth open.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Sorry, Lewis.
I know you're watching this.
If I could eat a meal with anybody. Do you have someone on the top of your head?
No. Like famous or
it could be famous, anyone. Just somebody you know, dead or alive.
It's just like there's so many great options.
Okay, give me maybe like three that come to your mind.
Like definitely, I'd want to eat a meal with Beyonce.
Yes.
Like. Yeah. Definitely Beyonce.
Wait, who's someone? Tom Holland, he's funny, you know?
Maybe Tom Holland and Zendaya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really want to see, like, what they're like together. They never are in anything together because they're so...
posted.
Yeah.
I feel like they have a very wholesome relationship.
They seem so cute. Did they get engaged or...
There was, like, a rumor going around, but I don't think they were.
I don't think
so, they've been dating for so long at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll break the world.
Yeah, they're really cute together.
They are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so your final answers?
Maybe I would, like, have dinner with SZA and, like, have her sing to me while I'm eating dinner.
Oh
like,
God.
It would be, like, such a good vibe.
I would record the whole thing.
Yeah.
She is, like, the same thing. Any mood I'm in, SZA.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so true. Like, you can't go wrong whenever you put her on.
Have you heard her new song?
Yeah, the Saturn one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's been all over my TikTok.
We'll listen to it on the way home.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Glad we got that settled. Okay, that is it for us here today. Thank you guys for joining.